Live from the front lines of freedom, this is the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America for Tuesday, June 11, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, a fire chief goes deep in search of a young couple's engagement ring in Michigan right after proposing. The soon-to-be bride and groom fumbled the cherished bling, and it vanished beneath the surface of the lake in Norton Shores. We'll get to that. Number two, the chair of the Republican National Committee, Ronald McDaniel, says she is certain Donald Trump can win Michigan again, but it will take a lot of focus. And Michigan supporters are headed to Orlando for the kickoff of Trump's 2020 campaign. And number one, Democrats so hell-bent on destroying the president, one high-ranking Dem says he hopes bad things will happen to Donald Trump. Can you imagine the blowback? Somebody did that with Barack Obama or any other Democrat. Meanwhile, Justin Amash is out of the Freedom Caucus. We'll take a deeper dive into that in just a moment. But I want to read to you from a letter written to Gerald Nadler yesterday afternoon. Gerald Nadler yesterday afternoon received a letter from the Justice Department from Assistant Attorney General Stephen Boyd. And the letter is addressing some of Nadler's demands for access to this and to that. Otherwise, he's going to try to go after the Attorney General William Barr, right? Dear Chairman Nadler, this letter responds to your request for information relating to the review currently being conducted by the U.S. Department of Justice into certain activities involving the campaigns of the 2016 U.S. presidential election and certain related matters. It's now well established. In 2016, the U.S. government and others undertook certain intelligence gathering and investigative steps directed at persons associated with the Trump campaign. The purpose of the review is to more fully understand the efficacy and propriety of those steps and to answer to the satisfaction of the Attorney General those open questions. Among other things, the review will seek to determine whether the investigation complied with applicable policies and laws. Accordingly, the Attorney General has directed that a team led by John Durham, the United States Attorney for the District of Connecticut, conduct the review in order to better understand the activities leading up to and relating to the counterintelligence investigation. Let me tell you what I'm reading here and what you're being told. What you're being told is that, yes, William Barr will comply with the demands of Gerald Nadler, but he's sending a warning shot to all of them in the intelligence community that you played dirty. Everybody knows you played dirty. And if you played dirty, you're going to be caught. Let me read you a little bit more from this letter. In furtherance of the review and to ensure that it proceeds in an efficient and effective manner, the review team has requested that certain intelligence community agencies, number one, preserve all relevant records. You've been ordered to preserve all relevant records. Unlike Hillary Clinton's 33,000 emails, these things will not get destroyed because people will go to prison. Number two, ensure the availability of witnesses that may be pertinent to the review. And number three, begin identifying and assembling materials that may be relevant to the review consistent with the president's memorandum and federal law. These requests inevitably relate to sensitive information in the possession of the intelligence community, and while the Attorney General has been granted the authority to declassify information, it is of great importance to the department to protect classified information by preventing the unwarranted disclosure of sensitive sources, methods, and techniques. The Attorney General looks forward to obtaining a better understanding of the critical period leading up to the 2016 presidential election, which to date has not fully been examined. As the U.S. approaches another election season, it would be most prudent to timely draw upon the lessons learned from our recent history and to apply them responsively and effectively to protect the interests of the American people within the bounds and sound judgment of the rule of law. We appreciate your support. It's a warning shot. They're being told that here we come. They're being told here we come, and we're not going to turn around, and yes, we'll pacify you, Mr. Nadler, for a bit. We don't mind pacifying you for a bit, but we're on our way. And make no mistake, we're going to figure out what happened. We're going to find out what happened, and we're going to get to the bottom of it. And those that created this investigation, and I use that term loosely, smear job would be more accurate. For those that were involved in this investigation, for those like Peter Strzok and Lisa Page and Bruce Orr and Andy McCabe, James Comey, all of them will be held to account for what they have done or what they attempted to do. So for today, Nadler has reached a deal with the Justice Department, said in a statement that he will hold the criminal contempt process in abeyance for now amid the Justice Department's cooperation, noting that lawmakers will be able to begin reviewing the first of these documents right now. All members of the Judiciary Committee, Democrats and Republicans alike, will be able to view them. Now, the full House still expected to vote today on a resolution that would authorize Nadler to go to court to enforce the subpoena issued to Attorney General William Barr for Special Counsel Bob Mueller's full report and underlying evidence. But Nadler's statement yesterday signals he will not go to court to enforce the subpoena. Nadler, he put on this show trial deal with John Dean yesterday, which was laughable and frankly embarrassing. John Dean, a convicted felon, convicted of lying to Congress and obstructing justice all the way back in Watergate days, a guy who has accused every Republican president since of doing something worse than Watergate. I mean, it was a joke yesterday. The Washington Post making fun of it. The New York Times making fun of it. Saying the Democrats didn't do anything to gain traction. In fact, they just embarrassed themselves. I'm paraphrasing a bit, but that's what it said. Ron McDaniel also ripping on the whole mess. What does this have to do with anything? She said. Michigan's own Ronna McDaniel, who we will see next week and talk to on this program next week as Donald Trump kicks off his 2020 campaign efforts. I mean, it is embarrassing. Liz Harrington, another RNC spokeswoman, said they're trying to draw this out to make it seem like something was done wrong. And the fact of the matter is the president was falsely accused for more than 2 years of treasonous behavior with Russia. It was a complete lie. And the fact that he acted innocent and defended himself, that's the second fake crime. He was accused of a fake crime, so he got angry and defended himself. Another trying to say, well, that's a crime because you obstructed justice. That's garbage. That's absolute garbage. You have a right to defend yourself. You have a right to say, hey, go out there and tell them the truth. Go out there and tell them I didn't do this, would you please? That is not obstruction of justice. That is common sense. Please go out there and tell me. Tell the media, tell the world, tell the American people, I didn't do these things. And they want to call that obstruction of justice. Honest Americans know better than that. Honest people know that's not fair. Honest people know that's a setup. Honest people know that smells to high heaven. At any rate, Justin Amash is out from the Freedom Caucus. And coming up in here in just a moment, we're going to talk to Michigan Trump Republicans, a pro-Trump group hosting the Squash Amash Rally in Grand Rapids. Well, it looks like he got part of their squash in already. It's the Squash Amash Rally being held in Grand Rapids. We'll tell you what that means right after the break. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.
Who says you can't build a healthy economy while protecting the environment? At DTE Energy, we're already doing it. DTE is on track to reduce carbon emissions by more than 80%, generating power from cleaner natural gas, solar, and wind, and creating thousands of Michigan jobs, all while keeping energy affordable and reliable. You see, we can have both a healthy environment and a healthy economy. DTE Energy. Find out more at journeytoeighty.com. For all the dinners cooked.
Something smells good.
For all the clothes dried. For all the hot showers. There's safe, reliable natural gas from DTE. We keep gas safe by constantly inspecting, upgrading, and monitoring our lines 24/7, 365. So you can just enjoy all those dips in the hot tub.
Now this is the life.
Find out more at dteenergy.com. DTE.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Rich Studley. President and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. For 60 years, the Chamber has been your voice in Lansing, fighting for pro-business, pro-taxpayer, pro-jobs legislation. It's been our commitment to work with lawmakers on both sides of the aisle in Lansing to create an environment that allows businesses to grow and to create a strong and thriving economy. We are member-driven and policy-focused. The Michigan Chamber represents over 6,000 companies of all sizes and types in all 83 of Michigan's counties. Michigan Chamber members employ over 1 million Michigan residents. That's why we're focused on the mission of promoting conditions favorable to job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.